All right, I'm hanging out here with Barb, Tamara, and Brad. Together, they form New Moon Junction. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Doing great.
How are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. I mean, I'm getting to talk to you guys, right? So before we get ready to spin something about you on River Country Rising Stars here, let's let the people know more about you guys. Like, how did you guys ultimately come together and to form this trio?
Well, Barb should take this one because it really was her brainchild back in 2019.
Yeah. So in 2019, I was kind of looking at potentially pivoting from my solo career, and through some guidance from one of my mentors, we sort of came up with this idea of doing like a Canadian little big town idea project. And yeah, and so that's kind of how it came to be. And I reached out, and Brad, I've known for a long time, and he was on a little bit of a musical hiatus. And so we kind of pulled him right back in. And then Tamara, I met through some acquaintances, and that's how we sort of came to be. And we just tried it out one day and we thought it sounded pretty great. So we're like, okay, let's do this.
Nice. Now, was that like the exact day where you figured all in on this, or was this kind of almost like a side project for some of you or something, or was this always all in from the get-go?
For me, I'm Tamara speaking. For me, it was I was shopping an independent album, and I'd been in sort of like Canadiana folk scene for years. So my publicist, who had been maybe a good friend of Brian Heatherman, who connected us all, she said, you should go and audition for this thing. I think that this would be a really cool project to be a part of. So for me, it was just an add-on. And it before you know it, though, we caught the attention of Jeff, and who we'll talk a little bit about, I'm sure, over this interview. And it just started to snowball. The project took on a life of its own. And then I realized my little independent album should just go right back on that shelf.
Yeah, I have a few unreleased tunes myself that I think I recorded in 2019. And that's where they are, too. They're sitting in the archive somewhere.
So then what is it like starting a group in 2019? Because then obviously 2020, we all kind of know what happened with the pandemic and everything. So what's that like starting a new group and then getting hit right away by, oh, we now can't really perform anything right now? So what has that been like starting forming together just before a pandemic and coming out the other side?
Well, it definitely took, you know, a little longer to potentially get the project rolling, because we actually didn't really start till the very end of 2019, like December. So we were just starting to get together and write and stuff like that in the early 2020. And then of course that we weren't even allowed to do, although we ended up in our province, it was the bubble. I'm sure you had that out there too. So we made sure we were in each other's bubbles. And so we're at least still able to get together and do some writing, which, so it kind of worked out for us really, because it did kind of take that time to sort of get into our writing groove together. And then we really didn't start, I think we did our first show, correct me if I'm wrong, Tamara, was it the end of 2020 or was that at the end of 2021? I can't even remember now.
It was the end of 2020, because halfway through the year, everyone started making the Facebook Live sessions.
Right. Yes.
A lot of the promoters were also doing that, and we would just patch in. We did a bunch of those, actually. It was a really interesting medium. It just forced us to play through these Zoom calls and things like that.
Yeah, it was pretty rough, let's be honest, but no one enjoyed those.
So then what's it been like since coming out the pandemic together and actually getting to perform these shows? And I found out, well, just before we started recording, that you guys all live in different places. So, and some of them are not so close together. So what is that like trying to get together to make shows and to make time to practice and rehearse?
There's definitely more effort required on everybody to obviously make the effort to rehearse on your own, so that when we do get the chance to get together and rehearse or write, that we're making it, you know, worth the while. But I also think that, you know, the amount of time that we spend driving kind of helped us gel and become closer as bandmates, and not just be people we make music together, but, you know, become more like family, which I think builds more trust. It enables everybody to communicate and provide, you know, sometimes feedback that's would be harder to hear if there was some animosity or we weren't as close as we are. So I think the distance has only made us be closer as a group. And like I said, we're more like a family than a group now.
Nice. Does that distance also force like all in concept, or is it that doesn't kind of imply that at all?
Yeah, I think, you know, if somebody's not going to be all in, there's no way they're going to drive 2.5 hours to Port Perry to sing a few songs. And, you know, like when we go to Barb's place, you know, we spend almost 5 hours on the road to rehearse for 2 hours. So it's, everybody needs to be all in. I think that, you know, that's the only way any project can be successful. And sometimes when there's close proximity, it's much easier to maintain the appearance of being all in if you're not. And then, you know, when things start moving and push comes to shove, somebody's like, I wasn't really all in. So I think for us, there's no faking the being all in because of the amount of time commitment that it takes to make the distance work.
Yeah. And I think I can speak for all three of us. Like, we had all been slugging away in music, in our own genres and in our own solo projects for so many years. And this project has garnered a lot of attention. So it would be utterly foolish for us to be like, yeah, I'm kind of like feeling it right now, but not really. I've been waiting for this my whole life. So, hey guys, I'm in case you were wondering.
Duly noted.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
All right. So let's talk about this new single you guys got, Something About You. How did this one come about? And then what made you guys want to push this one to radio and really put it out there that way rather than just on a DSP platform?
Well, it's a good tune.
Yeah, it's fun. It's up tempo. You know, this song, we didn't write ourselves. It was written by Ryan Langdon and our producer, Jeff Dalziel. So I've been looking for the right song for a while. That's why it's been a bit of time since we released one. And this song sort of got pitched to us and we were like, yeah, that'd be an awesome, fun summer song, sort of outside of our typical, like still within our sound, but a little different than what our earlier songs were. And yeah, and it's a great, fun song. It's a fun song to listen to. It's a fun song to perform. And so far it's breaking some records for us, at least on the DSPs anyway.
Really thrilled with those numbers. So thanks everybody who's been listening. Now get on with those stations and support us there.
Yeah, with this song, you really do kind of get that little big town vibe you guys were talking about. And sort of what is it that, because it seems like Jeff is an integral part of you guys, like almost like, again, I'd have to go back and double check, but it seems like he's been a producer of yours for some time. Sort of how intricate is it to having that one producer you guys seem to go with rather than maybe changing it up every time?
I think Jeff helps us keep it consistent. I mean, I would say Jeff is almost, if not a fourth member of the group. You know, his input as far as, you know, song selection, the direction of the music. He has a huge hand in the vocal arrangements to help us give it that Newman Junction sound that we're creating. So it's not always easy, right? The more members, the more people who have a decision in who does what, makes things take longer and creates a little bit more debate. But in the end, I think four minds are better than one. So.
So what does the rest of 2025 look like for you guys?
We've got a big show coming up on August the 13th, and we've already got some bookings for the fall. And it's just right now, the big push in the summer is playing shows. And somewhere along that line, we have to find time to now come up with more writing time, because this single's out. So she's got wings and she's flying. So now we have to go back to the nest at some point and try to birth something new.
I thought we were just drinking beer this summer.
That as well, I guess.
I thought that was implied.
The show in August is a fundraiser for Camp Kirk, which is I think we all have taken out time in our careers to pitch in and help raise money for causes that we find important. So this one is definitely one that's close to all of our hearts. So we're looking forward to it. It's an outdoor show at the Grove Theater, I think it's called. It's an outdoor outdoor theater in Fenland Falls. So it's going to be amazing.
We're looking forward to that.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for taking the time to hang out. And I know people are going to love to get to hear the new song, Something About You. Have a great day, guys. And hopefully one day I get the chance to meet you all in person.
That'd be amazing. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thanks again.